Before we start the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, let's review back on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis and Kuf Hei Amud Aleph some of the sugyas about separating between the eating of meat or chicken and cheese in both directions. You know, you could have the meat first and then the cheese, or the cheese first and then the meat. So if we take a look here on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, you may recall that the Gemara quotes a brisa of Agra. Of ugvina necholim ba'apikorin, which you'll see approximately 10 lines up from the bottom of Kuf Dalet Amud Beis.
That's very nice.
So it means that when it comes to oaf, we're going to be more mekil, and we're going to allow eating the oaf and the gvina separately, apparently, but without any hefsek. And the Gemara says, what is it that we're waiving? What are we doing away with? So the Gemara says, below netilas yadayim u'below kinuach hapeh. So was able to circumvent the need for netilas yadayim and kinuach hapeh. Then the Gemara tells us a story about Rabbi Yitzchak. They brought him cheese and he ate it, and then he brought him meat and he ate it, and he did not wash his hands between meat and cheese. So they asked him, why didn't he wash his hands? The only kula that we had in the brisa of Agra was only with regard to chicken, but not with regard to meat. And therefore, for sure, he should have washed his hands, and for that matter, he should have washed out his mouth before he would eat the meat.
Maybe he did, because as I remember, it only says he didn't wash his hands.
Right. So we'll go through this slowly. So the Gemara answers that there's a difference between night and day. So let's see if we could look at this Tosfos, Dibra Maschil Of. So the Gemara says that based on the Brisa of Agra, we can differentiate between meat and chicken in terms of these requirements. And we're going to try to figure out what Tosfos has to say about this. I'm going to follow it here. Let's just get the page. Okay.
We're on Kuf Dalet Amud Bet?
Right.
Okay.
And we're looking at the Tosfos Dibra Maschil Of Ugvina.
Okay.
So Tosfos asks v'tema, and we're talking now about rechitzas yadayim. Dehechi parech. How do they ask a question from the fact that Agra prohibited eating cheese after meat without washing your hands? Gvina achar basar. Okay, so if he ate meat first, then clearly we require that he wash his hands in order to eat cheese. And now the Gemara uses that as an objection against Rabbi Yitzchak. But Rabbi Yitzchak's case was just the opposite in the sequence. It was a basar achar gvina. Right? How do I know this? The Rabbi Yitzchak gvina v'achkach basar achil. So Tosis is going to try to prove now that there's a difference in the sequence, that if you eat meat first, then we require netilas yadayim in order to eat cheese. But if you're eating cheese first, that's a whole different story. You can eat meat afterwards, v'lo domi, and they're not similar. So you cannot equate the case of Rabbi Yitzchak, which was meat, which was gvina first, with the case of Agra, where he's discussing the case of, just 1 second, let me get this again. Just give me a minute to get the mathematics here. Again, the case of Rabbi Yitzchak is that he ate cheese first, and the case of Agra was that he wanted to eat cheese after meat. V'lo domi. And this is not similar.
Excuse me. Actually, yeah. Only regarding Agra, it simply says Ofu Gvina, and the truth is, I didn't sense a particular seder there.
So let's go through the Tosis first. I think we should hold off our questions until let's get the whole picture down.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and then we'll see if we can take it apart here. First, again, let's see how Tosis establishes that the sequence is critical. He says, "Kin amrinan b'samuch," and now he quotes a Gemara on Daf Kuf Hey. And there, Rav Chisda says the following: Ochal basar, osu lechal gvina. Ochal gvina, muta lechal basar. So let's just very quickly make sure that we have this down pat and see if we can find this clearly. Oh, this is like halfway, I wouldn't say halfway down, but about a third plus, maybe two-fifths down the page, and it says Ha'omar of Chizda, that's how the line starts. Ochal basar asu lechal gvina, but gvina muta lechal basar. So that Rav Chisda clearly makes a distinction in the sequence. And if he started with basar, that's going to be a problem if he wants the gvina. He's got to make some sort of a separation, and we have to figure out what that is. But in the reverse case, where he started with gvina, that's okay. So how does the Gemara use Agra as a kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak? And the assumption here, Tosis, is that Agra, when he implied that there would be a heter for completely obviating and circumventing the need for netilas yadayim, that was a case where he ate gvina first. Whereas Rabbi Yitzchak, just 1 second. Oh, so if he ate gvina first, then he doesn't need netilas yadayim. Why? Because he's eating. No. Just the other way around. Let's see. Agra is differentiating between basar and of. Correct? And the Gemara is going to be daik from Agra, that had it been a case of basar, it would be asar, which means that you would require it until you die. And Rabbi Yitzchak's case, that's mefurish in the Gemara, is a case where he started with gvina. So it could very well be that the implication of Agra, when he says that had it been basar behema, you would certainly require netilas yadayim, that's a case where he started with basar behema. So that's what Tosis is asking here. What is the Gemara's equation here and the objection against Rav Yitzchak? V'yesh lomar d'hachi parach. This is the intention of the Gemara's kasha. The Mebraisa di Agra Mashma di Ofu Gvinin Echol Bapikorim Belina Tils Yadayim Ubelo Kinuach HaPeh. Okay, he adds Kinuach HaPeh. We don't see that, but Aval Shar Basar, had he eaten Basar Behema, is boy netilas netila. I guess he means netilas yadayim and kinuach hapeh. Vehechi domi. So what is the scenario? What is the sequence in the case of Agra, the price of Agra? He differentiates between Oph and Shar Basar. So he says the following: Hechidon, E Basar Tchila. If we're talking about a case where he started eating meat, and here he's creating a contrast between meat and Oph. He says, "Afilu b'netila v'kinuach lo sagi." This is a very important line in Tosis. Tosis is saying that when you eat meat and you want to eat milchiks afterwards, it's not enough to wash your hands and rinse out your mouth or chew something to get rid of the particles, whatever it might be. That's not enough to allow to eat cheese after meat. But rather, he has to wait ad sa'uda achriti kida'omer b'samuch. Now, this kida'omer b'samuch is the Gemara here about sa'uda achriti achilna. So we're going to see that in sa'uda achriti, we're going to have an issue as to whether or not we need netilas yadayim and kinuach hapeh plus Su'uda Achriti. So that's going to be the next major subject that we have to address. And Tosfos is assuming, at least at this point, that you need both. In order to allow you to eat cheese after meat, you need not only Netila and Kinuach, but you need Su'uda Achriti as well. Again, exactly what Su'uda Achriti is, that's another issue, but let's just take it right now in a general sense. So after you finish eating meat, you have to wait until a time of Su'uda Acheres in order to allow yourself to eat Gvina. Okay then? So let's just read it again. V'yeshlomah dehochipah. The Bebraisa, the Agra, Mashma, the Ofu, Gvina, Nechol, Bapi, Korin, which means, believe it, Tils, Yadayim, Ubalo, Kinu, Chapeh, Avol, Shar, Bosar, Boy, Netila, Vikinu, Chapeh, Vechi, Dome, E, Bosar, Tchila. And now he's talking about not that which is explicit in Agra, but the implication, right? We always want to flip it around. Agra is the one who says that there's no requirement in Oaf, implying that there's a requirement in Behema, in Bas Behema. So what's the case? Says Tosfos. Hechi dami. E Basa Tchila, if it's a case where he ate meat first, is an afilu b'netila v'kinuach lo sagi ad se'uda achriti k'da'amar b'samach. So that if Agra makes the statement that for Oph you can waive the requirement of netilas yadayim and kinuach hapeh, implying that in the flip side, in the case of Bas Mehema, you require netilas yadayim and kinuach hapeh, then it sounds like he's saying that would be absolutely sufficient. And that's problematic, because Tosfos' premise is that after Basar, if you want to eat Gvina, netilas yadayim and kinuach hapeh is not sufficient. We need Su'uda Achriti.
If he's explaining Agra, he's making a jump, because I believe when we're talking about waiting later on, it always says Basar, not Oph.
Chaim, you're going to have to give me a few minutes here.
Okay, fine.
I apologize, but there's a lot of mathematics here. And
okay, fine.
I don't know if
Sorry.
You know the way my brain works. John already knows. He's been with me for years. He knows that my brain works slowly. After I work out the mathematics, then I'm ready for questions.
Okay.
Otherwise, just I get distracted and I can't figure it out. So
okay.
Again, let's just get the logic of Tosfos. Tosfos trying to analyze what was the sequence of Basar and Gvina, or let's say Oph and Gvina, which is the explicit case that was addressed by Agra, and basar ugvina in the implicit case. If it was where the meat came first, we'll call it the fleishiks came first. So then it doesn't make any sense, Tosis is saying, because if the fleishiks came first, then how could Agra imply that kinuch, that the tilsi daim and kinuch would be sufficient? That's not true. We need seuda chriti, and that's the Gemara later on in Kufay of Rav Chisda. Elolav, by process of elimination, says Tosfos, we're talking about when he eats agvina, he eats gvina tchila. It must be a case where he ate cheese first. And on this, Agra says that he can immediately, after he finishes his cheese, he can eat chicken. Okay, and if he eats chicken afterwards, he doesn't need netilas yadayim and kinuach hapeh. So again, that in itself has to be understood. Because if he wants to eat meat after cheese, he's got to do netilas yadayim and kinuach hapeh. But if he wants to eat chicken after cheese, he doesn't need neither netilas yadayim nor kinuach hapeh. If he wants to eat chicken after his cheese, are you with me so far? I'm just getting the mathematics down. Tosis's mathematics is the following: that if you start with cheese, then herein lies the difference when you want to eat meat afterwards between basar behema and basar of. In basar oaf, you don't require anything. That's the explicit case that Agra is addressing. If you want to eat basar behema afterwards, then you'll need netilas yadayim and kinuach hapeh. Now, if we stop right here for just a second, then I think the mathematics of Tosis is that now we could justify the Gemara's kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak. Why? Because they brought Rabbi Yitzchak gvina, and afterwards he ate basar, which means he ate basar behema, and he didn't wash his hands. Again, I don't know about kinuach hapeh, don't ask me about that, but at least for sure it says explicitly they didn't wash his hands. Now we've just concluded, based on our analysis of Agra, and again that analysis is predicated on Rav Chisda on Daf Kufhei, that Agra is talking about a case where he ate cheese first, and then he ate off, and he doesn't need any separation. But those separations would have been required had he been eating, had he decided to eat basa behema after the gvina. So therefore, the Gemara's objection to Rabbi Yitzchak is: how could Rabbi Yitzchak not do an etilas yadayim after he ate cheese? After he ate cheese, correct? Okay. Now let's see if we can move a little bit further in this Tosis. He says, "Ve'had nakat hacha." Now, and if you take a look at the Gemara's language here, when the Gemara asks the kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak, raises the objection, it says, "Va'tani igra agra," etc. Of ugvina nechal apikorin. Now that's not really the basis of Tosis, of the Gemara's kash according to Tosis. It's really based on the case of gvina and then afterwards of. So again, in the case of gvina and afterwards of, Agra doesn't require any sort of separation. If he would have eaten meat after the gvina, he would have required the separation. And that's the kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak, because he was eating meat after cheese. He should have made the separation. Why didn't he wash his hands? So that's what Tosfos is a little bit bothered by. The language of the Gemara seems to indicate of ugvina, that he ate the of first. V'had nakan hacha basar ugvina. Okay, we don't have basar ugvina. We have of ugvina. Fine. Ah. Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I jumped the gun a little. Let's fast forward to the next line. The Gemara makes the diuk in its kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak and says, "Ofu gvina in, basu gvina lo." In other words, the brice of Agra would require Netilas Yadayim between Gvina and Basar, but the language of the Gemara is a little bit difficult because it says Basar uGvina. So he says Lo Dok. Okay, so this is a principle which, again, you have to know Kol Tarku to know when you could say Lo Dok. But that's his principle. Lo Dok means don't take it Dafka, and it really means that he started with Gvina. So Ella, but the whole question of the Gemara here is based on Gvina Ubasar Lo, meaning that the implication of Agra is that if he started with Gvina, he would not be permitted to eat Basar without Netilas Yadayim. Only if he wants to eat Oaf after the cheese, then and only then can he start with, and can he circumvent the need for Netilas Yadayim, and he can eat the Gvina. He can eat the Gvina, just one second. That he can eat the Oaf directly after the Gvina. Okay, Rav Moshe, so the mathematics is the following. That you can eat Gvina, according to Agra, immediately after Oaf. I'm sorry. You can eat... Let me get it once more time. I want to get the mathematics down. That if he's eating... I got it now. He's eating Gvina first, and then Oaf. That's when Agra says he doesn't require any hefsek, any Netilas Yadayim. He's eating Gvina first and then Oaf. See, for a guy like me, I need a blackboard first, okay? But if on the other hand he would be eating meat after Gvina, then he would require Netilas Yadayim. El Gvinu Basar Lo. In other words, If he would have eaten Gvina first and then Basar, he would require Netilas Yadayim. And that's the Gemara's Kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak. The Agav Demaskir Bebraisa, once he mentions in the Braisa of Agra, Ov Tchila Noket Hacha Basar Tchila. The Bebraisa Noket Ov Tchila. Now, why does the Braisa mention Ov Tchila? Oh, here, this is an important point. This is what we call a rabusa. Rabusa means a separate, an additional chiddush. Dafilu of tchila necheles, and the next word should be gvina, and you would not require netilas yadayim. So it seems to me that there are two major chidushim here in Tosus. Let's see if I could summarize them. And then Chaim, I'll take your questions, because then I think I'm a little bit more grounded. One chidush is that if he wants to eat meat after cheese, meaning when I say meat, you know what I mean. I mean bas mehema. Then he would need netilas yadayim, and let's call it kinuach hapeh, in order to eat meat after cheese. If he wants to eat Oaf and Gvina in any sequence whatsoever, Lomi Boy, in the case we started with Gvina and then he eats the Oaf, even in the case we started with Oaf and then he goes on to eat Gvina, in both of those cases he does not need anything. Apikora means he doesn't need Netilas Yadayim, etc. However, if he would eat Basar behema first, and now he wants to eat cheese, then he's going to require two things. He's going to require the hefsekim of Netilas Yadayim, etc. And then on top, to boot, he's going to require Sudach Ritis. Okay, now I'm ready for you.
No, it was based on a mistake. I withdraw the question.
Okay. So again, I apologize. I usually like to answer questions immediately, but in this case, because I'm still not on totally solid grounds, I've been going through this sefer called Moresis Moshe, and it's just amazing. There are like so many different variables. We haven't even touched on the iceberg, the tip of the iceberg yet. I mean, we're going to have variables about what comes first, kinuach hapeh, or hadochas hapeh. So we haven't even touched on hadochas hapeh. We've been focusing mostly on netilas yadayim, and then we're going to have issues about: do we need to wait 6 hours if we already had netilas yadayim? Then we're going to have another issue, which is going to come up in Tosus Divrei Hamas on Daf Kuf Hey. You remember that according to Rav Chisda, if you ate basar, then you're not allowed to eat gvina, right? And the Gemara is going to say you can only eat gvina b'lesuda achrita. That's going to be another issue. What exactly is suda achrita? Is it enough to bench, or do you have to wait 6 hours? Then we're going to have an issue about whether you have to wait a full 6 hours, or you don't even need 6 hours. I mean, I'm telling you, there's so many variables here. It'll be a mitzvah d'oraisa to create a computer program just for this sugya alone.
Who is the Moreshet Moshe?
He's one of the, they call it, I don't want to call him a Magid Shir exactly, because he's what's called a Rosh Chabura in Yeshivas Mir. His name is Steinhaus.
Uh-huh.
He's alive and well. I mean, he's a contemporary. Again, his style is very, very different than the style that I was brought up in. But he offers me all the basic like facts on the ground. He just summarizes myriads of svarim here. And sometimes in one paragraph he could summarize, 10 svarim.
Hmm.
But it's not my style, this is...
Yeah.
I'm looking more for the lumpness of it, but I'm trying to work through this safe, because that's right now what I have.
Right.
So let's see Rabbeinu Tam. Okay then? Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish, V'chein Halachos Gedolos, that's otherwise known as the Bahag, the Ochal Basar, Asur Lechol Gvina, which we just finished saying, means that he needs both Netilas Yadayim and Suda Achriti, Hainu below Netila, Alu B'Netila V'Kinuach Shari, it means he doesn't, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't require Suda Achriti. Just to complicate matters, after we finally got to first base on Tosus, that Tosus requires after Basar both Netila and the rest, like let's call it Kinuach, and at the same time he requires Suda Achriti, comes along with Rabbeinu Tam, he says that once you have Netila and Kinuach, you don't even need Suda Achriti. Well, now let's see the next line in Rabbeinu Tam. Aval Gvina Mutar Lechel Basar. So he ate Gvina first, now he wants to eat meat. Af below Netila V'Kinuach. Now this last line, I think, does not change anything that we saw before Rabbeinu Tam. I'm not 100% sure that what I'm telling you now is correct, but my impression is that this last line reiterates what we saw before, and that is that after Gvina we don't have any requirements whatsoever, neither Netila nor Kinuach, and certainly not Suda Achriti. But if on the other hand he starts with Basar, now here we have Machlok Shin Tosus and Rabbeinu Tam. He wants the Gvina after Basar. Rabbeinu Tam says all he needs is Netila and Kinuach, and Tosus says in addition to Netila and Kinuach he requires Suda Achriti. Now you may recall that Mar Ukva told us a story about his father. Let's go back to that story here. That's going to be on Kuf Hey Amud Aleph, if I'm not mistaken. Let me just see if I'm right.
It's right after Basar Odeinu Ben Yishanayim, reference to Bamidbar. That helps.
Okay, Omar of Mar Ukva. So he says that his father would eat meat and he would wait until the next day, 24 hours, to eat cheese. Okay, let's see what the next line is in Tosus. Umar Ukva to lo achil. He wouldn't eat cheese after meat. Ad su'uda. Oh, I'm sorry. So I mentioned the father would wait 24 hours. The son would wait till Suda Achriti. Hainu below Netila V'Kinuach. Here's where Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with Tosus. Tosus would say that Mar Ukva had an additional requirement. It's piggybacking on Netila and Kinuach, he also required Suda Achriti. Comes along Rabbeinu Tam and he says, no, that's not true. When Mar Ukva required suda achriti, that means as a substitute for netila v'kinuach. And if he did netila v'kinuach, there's no need for suda achriti. That's the shita Rabbeinu Tam. Inami, or I'll give you another alternative if you want to insist that Mar Ukva was just standing on the shoulders of what we had before us, that you need netila and kinuach after basar. Then Machmer al Atzmohoi, when he required Suda Achriti on top of Netila v'kinuach, if I grant you that premise, that was a Chumrah. That was a separate Chumrah that he accepted upon himself. Now Tosa is going to raise a question on Rabbeinu Tam. Let's see if I'm right. Ulepeirusho Kosha. My Parach Hacha Arab Yitzchak. Okay, so Rabbi Yitzchak, if you recall, They gave him cheese. Okay, they gave him cheese. My parchocha Rabbi Yitzchak, v'basar achar gvina, eino tzarech shtifa v'kinuach. Okay, just 1 second. Basar achar gvina. Let's see. I'm going back to Tosis just to make sure. The Bryce, the Agamash, the Ofug, the Belina, Tiosidai, Lokinu, Chapet. Oh, that's in the case of Of. Okay, Aval Shar Basar, Boy, Natila, Kinu, Chapet. And that's all you need. Ah, so now the Gemara has a good Kasha. Because after you ate kvina, you would need netila and kinuach hapeh. And if he ate meat first, he also needs suta achriti. But if he ate the cheese first, now he wants to eat meat, then he needs netil sidayim. And kinuach hapeh. So that's if he eats cheese first, and now he wants to eat meat. So how could Rav Yitzchak, after he ate cheese, how could he eat meat without netil sidayim? Okay. And now Rabbeinu Tam holds that what aval gvina mutar lechol basar. Right. Okay, so Rabosa, I missed the point here, and I apologize for that. There's a twofold machlokas here between Rabbeinu Tam and Tosus. Now, I'm hoping that what I'm saying now is a correct correction, if you follow me. In other words, I'm correcting what I said before, and I hope I'm correct about my correction. The first machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam is if he eats basar, meaning basar behema, and now he wants to eat cheese. Tosus holds that he needs not only netil sidayim, etc., but he also needs suda achriti. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, one or the other is fine. In other words, if he has kinuach hapeh, etc., then he doesn't even need suda achriti. That's one machlokas. That's the case where he ate. He ate basar first. Okay, now let's flip it around. What happens if he eats gvina first? So whatever I told you before, I think is wrong, because I think Tosus holds that if he eats gvina first, then he needs netil sidayim, and that's why the Gemara had an objection here to Rabbi Yitzchak. How could it be that when Rabbi Yitzchak was ready to eat basar after gvina, he didn't do netil sidayim? But Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with Tosfos, and he holds aval gvina mutar lechol basar achreha, meaning af below netil v'kinuach. Now, it's the Apikoron here tells you that even if he wants to eat basar afterwards, he has no problem. No, if that be the case, then why is the Gemara objecting to Rabbi Yitzchak? So this kash of Tosfos, Ulepirusho kosher, means Ulepirish Rabbeinu Tam kosher. I'm just going to make a note of that in my Gemara because I think that's very important. Ulapirusho, I would add Shel Rabbeinu Tam Kosha Demai Poruch Hocha. Rabbi Yitzchak, what was Mora's objection to Rabbi Yitzchak? According to Rabbeinu Tam, right, Rabbi Yitzchak was eating meat after milk, after cheese. So that doesn't require anything. That doesn't require anything. So what's the objection to Rabbi Yitzchak? Rabbi Yitzchak is Adarav. Rabbi Yitzchak is Toem. You know, he reflects the halacha. So now Tosis is trying to defend Rabbeinu Tam. V'tzarech loma lepirusho dile inyan netilas yadayim ein chiluk ben basa tchila ligvina tchila. In other words, now Tosis is going to differentiate between netilas yadayim and kinuach hapeh. This is something that's new to us. Until this point, we were sort of grouping them together. It was an entity, a unit that was made up of two parts to it, one single indivisible unit. Now Tosfos is saying no. As far as Netilas Yadayim is concerned, then, as far as Netilas Yadayim is concerned, according to Rabbeinu Tam, just 1 second, ein chiluk bein basa tchila legvina tchila. So it means that Rabbeinu Tam agrees that, I think he's changing the way we understood Rabbeinu Tam until now, let's see if I'm right, that as far as Netilas Yadayim is concerned, you will always require Netilas Yadayim. That's what I think he's saying. Even if he starts by eating cheese. But let me put it to you this way. What I'm about to say is just a memory device for myself. I hope it doesn't confuse anybody. It's just I'm talking to myself. That just like when you take basar, your hands get full of meaty, fatty substance, and therefore you have to wash your hands. So too, if you take gvina first, and then your hands get full of cheese, and now you're going to take meat, so it's going to get mixed up. So we definitely need Netilas Yadayim, and this is going to be the objection to Rabbi Yitzchak, because even if I grant you in Rabbi Yitzchak's case that he ate Gvina first, he still needed Netilas Yadayim. Why did he drop the ball in Netilas Yadayim? So what does Rabbeinu Tam mean when he says that if you eat Gvina first, it's mutter, you can eat meat afterwards? He didn't mean to drop the ball on the requirement of Netilas Yadayim. Legabi kinuach dafka yesh chiluk. So the difference between if he started with basar and he then subsequently went to eat kvina, or he started with kvina and then subsequently wanted to eat basar, the difference is going to be not as far as rechitzas yadayim is concerned, but rather as far as kinuach peh. In other words, if he's eating basar first, then it's not enough that he does netilas yadayim. In addition, he needs kinuach peh. But if, on the other hand, instead of starting with basar, he starts with kvina, then he doesn't need kinuach peh, which is really fascinating when you think about it. Notice, basar is going to get stuck somehow in your mouth, if you want to say in between your teeth, if you want to say up on your gums, if you want to say that maybe it stimulates some sort of taste of meat, you know, as he's digesting the meat. So he has a taste of meat in his mouth. All of that requires what's called kinuach peh. However, if he starts with cheese, now here we have to think of cottage cheese, I think. What do I mean? I don't mean dafka cottage cheese, but what I mean to say is I think we're talking about a soft cheese, and after the soft cheese, there's nothing left in between his teeth or up on his palate, etc., 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 nor does he have a tam of gvina. Again, this is Berzon talking, so anything I tell you now is with limited liability, as they say here, by Ravon Mugbal. So again, if he wants to eat meat after cheese, he doesn't need kinuach peh, and all he needs is what? Is netilas yadayim. Now, it's very nice that Tosfos is saying this, but Rabbeinu Tam said just the opposite. Let's go back to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, "Aval gvina mutal lechol basar af below netila vekinuach." So is he just rewriting the text here? In other words, I think what Tosfos is saying here is that when he says af below netila vikinuach, it means you don't need both. That's what Rabbeinu Tam is pointing out. So again, as far as cheesy substance on your hands, and your hands are now oily from cheese, that's certainly Rabbeinu Tam is going to agree to, and he can't eat basar afterwards without washing his hands. But if you're talking about something caught in between your mouth, so you have to rinse out your mouth in order to eat basar afterwards, that, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is not a requirement. And the Gemara's objection to Rav Yitzchak was because he didn't do Netilas Yadayim. So Netilas Yadayim now, according to this reinterpretation of Rabbeinu Tam, is a requirement even if he starts with Gvina. Okay, now let's just take 1 minute of time and calculate what's going to be in the case of Oaf, because this whole discussion was about Basar. So in order to, again, reestablish Oaf, let's go back to the beginning of Tosfos, before Rabbeinu Tam. And Agra said that with regard to Oaf Gvina Necholim Be'apikorim, which Tosfos interprets without Netilas Yadayim and without Kinuach HaPeh. So my impression is, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that in a case of Oaf, it doesn't matter what you started with, you don't require any Hefsek at all. Let's see if that sounds too revolutionary to me. I'm not comfortable with that. Let me just read.
No,
Yeshlom the Hachi Proctiv Abraisa, the Agra Mashma, the Oaf, Ugvina Necholim Bapikorim, Belina Tilis Yadayim, Ubelikinu Achapeh. Is Tosfos referring only to the case where he started with Gvina, or even in the case where he started with chicken? Let's see. Aval Shar Basar, Boy Netila, Vikinu Achapeh. Vechidomi. He's talking about Basar. Basar Behema. I think that's the only statement we have in this Tosfos about Gvina. Wait just 1 second. Let me see if I... Elo Gvina Ubasar Lo. Oh, let's see. The Agav Damaskim Ibraisa Of Tchila. Right, this is even in the case of Of Tchila. Wow.
No, I'm not so sure.
No, look at that line in Tosfos. The Agav Damaskim Ibraisa Of Tchila. Nokat Nami Hacha Basar Tchila. Ibraisa Nokat Of Tchila. The Afilu Of Tchila Necheles Bapikorin.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Black and white. I don't see another way of reading it.
I admit to you,
I'm very uncomfortable with this. I'm very uncomfortable with this because he's basically saying that if you eat Oaf, then you don't have to do anything. I mean, just so what does that mean? Just 1 second. And what about Rav Chisda? Wait, let's just see. Rav Chisda. What was Rav Chisda talking about? Ochal Basar. Wow. So there's no indication here that you have to wait after chicken. Let's just see if I'm right about that. I'm sure the Rishonim would disagree, but I just want to focus on Tosfos right now. How did Tosfos understand this whole sugya? Now we have Mar Ukva. Let's see the case of Mar Ukva. What was his discussion again? Where was it? I lost it for a second.
He's right below the Bamidbar.
Yeah, okay, great. So you want to read it out loud for me?
Amar Mar Ukva, ana laha milta chala bar chamra lagabe aba. Di lo aba ki have echel lebasra idna lo have echel gvina ad lemachar ki hashta, according to the Bach. Dilo ana baha suda hu dilo achilna le sudata achrita achilna. Whereas Mokva's father would wait 24 hours,
right?
And he would
but
only
he,
wait.
The case is not clear. It says Bisra, correct?
That's
what it says. So I don't know what's going to be with Oaf. Do you follow my point here? It's consistently what we're seeing here, and again, I'm just telling you the perspective of Tosfos here. The Rishonim had a lot over here. Now let's just see. I just want to see if by chance. Somebody points this out over here. Because to me, this is a big, big chiddush. Could it be that after oath you need nothing?
Have you read Tosfot Valom Nagu yet?
No.
Read that.
Right, but I just, before we get on Valom Nagu, I just want to make sure if I'm right over here. Because, let's see, in Halalash, let's go back to Halalash Shulchan for a second, right?
Okay.
We said that according to Beis Hillel, you're not allowed to put Of and Gvina, that's because you're going to eat it together. But now we're talking about eating it afterwards. So he's eating Of, and then after Of, he wants to eat Gvina. So Agra says Bapikorin. No requirement. As long as it's Pazach Hazed. Do you follow me, Rabbi said? But he can't eat it together in the same mouth. How do I know this? Because he's not allowed to put it on the same table. So we're talking about chicken and cheese. So now Tos says Masiki. So Tos' conclusion is Va'olam Nagu Shelo Lechol Gvina Acher Basal Klal Afilu Acher Ha'ov. So he's basically saying that we took upon ourselves a minog, which is not reflective of the sugya of Agra, which is okay. I guess we can take on chumras. I mean, I'm not always sure I advocate taking on a chumra, but in this case, Tosfos,
just look at Pesach.
Yeah, there it's because of maybe what we call it isukaris. I don't know.
Yeah,
and lo b'dili minei. Well, maybe lo b'dili applies to this as well. I'm not sure. Anyway, he says v'afagav d'toni Agra. Of ugvinen echolim bapikorin, temashma of tchila. Even if he eats the of first, he can eat gvina right afterwards. He doesn't have to rinse out his mouth, his hands, nothing garnished, as long as bezecher zeh. So why did Tosa, I guess, is a little bit bothered. Why would the velt, you know, take upon themselves such a chumra that after they eat of they wouldn't eat cheese? And they wait 6 hours, let's say. The dilma mishum de savar, the basar of bechol of lav to oraisa, the lo kaimel and hachi. Wow.
I don't understand his reasoning.
Yeah, I'm just going to tell you this. In order to justify this minhag, Tosfos introduced the following, that basar of bechol is do oraisa. You know, we assume, you and I, that basar of is the rabbanah. But that's not really so, says Tosfos.
Ah, wait a minute. When he says the savar, he's talking about Agra.
Correct.
But we paskin differently.
Lo kaimelanoch. So we now again, what does it mean lo kaimelanoch? It could be that we're not sure about it, and we have to consider the possibility that of pecholov is doraisa, is also minat Torah, and that justifies this chumra that we shouldn't be eating cheese after chicken until the next meal, because chicken has the same status as basa behema. Again, this is Vavish, a curveball that he's throwing in. In the footnote here, he says mashmi dibre atosis the yesh lochush. We have to be concerned about this shita that basar of becholov is asur min haTorah. I mean, he's not willing to say that Tosfos actually paskins like that. Then he says, "Is it Tosfos at the end of our parak of kol basar that since the chachamim disagree with Rabbi Akiva and they hold the basar of becholov is doraisa, we have to be very careful about the shitas chachamim." Then he tells you to look in the Shach, who wants to prove that Basar of Pecholov is only Midr Abonah. What is Tosfos saying? He's only trying to be Miyashiv the Minigolim. He's trying to find some justification, but that's not Shitas HaTosfos. Umiyukosha Braisa di Agra. in that you're not allowed to eat chicken and cheese together is keman. Ikar Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Okay, this Rabbi Yosef Aglili is at the end of this chapter, this perek, and he darshens b'chalev imo, and that's only basar that has cholov. Yotza ov she'ein lo cholov. How does he know this? Tosfos is going to have to prove that according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, you're allowed to cook chicken and milk together. You hear this, Rabbi Yosef? There's something shocking to us, right? So it wouldn't be a cheeseburger, it would be a cheese chicken burger. And that would be mutter. So I don't know, McDonald's is famous for their cheeseburgers, so I guess that would be also even according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, that's possible. But if it was a chicken burger, it would be mutter.
Let's talk to
them. So now let's assume that Agra holds like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva later on Daf Kufi Gimel, Darshan said it says Los Vashim Diba Chalevimo three times. Right? And it comes to exclude Basar Chaya and Basar Of. Oh, and Basar Tmeya. Okay, that's the third miyut. Is Havile Lemisne Chaya Bahadi Of. As he should have told me that you're allowed to eat, I think he means Agri, I'm not sure, that he should have mentioned that not only are you allowed to eat cheese after oaf and not require... Ah, I see what he's saying. We're dropping the requirement of kinua chapeh. So that makes sense if you're eating oaf. Let's say cheese is very light. I'm sorry, chicken is very light, relatively light. But if you're eating chaya, I mean, that's tough as nails. I mean, that would be a gewaltige chiddush, that after you eat chaya, you would not require kinua chapeh. V'dochak l'amido ki beit shamai d'yamri ha'of ola. Ah, maybe of is ola al shulchan echad v'enu nechal, you can't eat together. U'miyu ashkan namid arbelozer b'tzadik t'sanyi b'tel sefta ki beit shamai. Wow, so maybe the Brice of Agra holds like this, Rabbelozer b'tzadik inami ki Rabbi Akiva v'hodinok at of mishum d'shchiach. Who had in chaya, even though it would have been a bigger chiddush to tell me chaya. The hachinami ka amali el ha'of asim midaraisa kiman de lo krabi kiva, and he doesn't mention chaya. Va'avile lemin ketnami chaya. Then he says, Rabbi Nitama, for his time of the agam mishum di of eno nidbak biyadayim ubishinayim ubechanichayim. Again, what's the implication as far as chaya is concerned? I don't know, but at least as far as oaf is concerned, and it matters not what sequence, whether you started with cheese and now you want to eat chicken, or even if you started with chicken and now you want to eat cheese, the oaf is not a problem because it's not nidvak b'yadayim b'shinayim. So if it's not nidvak b'yadayim, then you don't need it to see yadayim. If it's not nidvak b'shinayim b'chenichayim, you don't need kinua chapeh. I think the implication here is that Rabbeinu Tam is admitting that in Basar Chaya, where it does get stuck and, you know, if it leaves something on your hands or between your teeth, then you would require Netilas Yadayim and Kinua Chapeh. Okay, Rabbi, so honestly, I'm going to have to go over this again. You may have, you know, it could be, you know, I've stretched out your patience as far as it could go, you know, spending so much time on this Tosfos, but I think...
It's a very important Tosfos.
Yeah, we're not touching on even the basics here if we don't do this Tosfos. What I'd love to see is the Rishonim that disagree with Tosfos. You know, that's going to be another undertaking. So I may, you know, even though we're officially up to Kuf Zayin, I may be slowing down a little bit for a while, just to make sure that I have my bearing here, you know, with my feet on the ground. All right, I wish you gentlemen a great day.
You too.
And.